This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone, and welcome to episode 16, Ramadan Reminders. I take you to Surah Yusuf, a favorite for many. Ayah number 90. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala releases to us a principle from the principles of life, the sunan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, for the one who chooses the path of taqwa and patience, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never cause the deeds, the good actions of those who do good to become wasted or lost. Okay. Now, when we read this ayah, we quickly look at the context of the ayah. And basically this was said by Yusuf alayhi salam when finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted that his brothers actually realized that this minister that they've been standing in front of for a period of time, he is actually their very own brother Yusuf, the one who they stole from his father's home when he was an infant and threw him into a well, right? And left him to be taken by strangers as a slave and then sold as a slave in the markets of Egypt. So this ayah was said after years, decades, brothers and sisters in Islam, decades, right? Because let's say Yusuf alayhi salam was around the age of 7 or 6 when he was thrown into the well, right? Then at the age of 40, he was tested and thrown into prison. He spent some years in prison. Let's say he spent 7 years in prison. That's 47. And then there were 7 years of rainfall. So now we in his fifth decade, he's in his 50s, right? Right. So we're talking decades after he was abducted by his brothers. Finally, they have the standing, this face-off. And Yusuf alayhi salam is perfect with them over one encounter, over the next encounter. And then he asks them a question that, what happened with your brother Yusuf when you never used to be aware of your actions? He's making an excuse for them. This is beautiful from Yusuf alayhi salam. Right? Imagine how much patience he had initially after the first or during the first encounter and then waiting for the next encounter, not exposing himself. Now he's in the position of strength. He's not holding them accountable. He's being just and fair with them, allowing them to come and ask for the food quota that they deserve like everyone else. He's not saying, do you know who I am? And today the tables have turned and so on and so forth. He's being polite in the best of character, making sure everyone gets their dues and promising them that if they follow the rules, they'll get their dues. Then he says, what happened to this brother of yours, Yusuf, when you were young and you did these actions out of ignorance? Subhanallah, he's making an excuse for them. It's beautiful, wallahi. So they realize that, subhanallah, this must be Yusuf, because no one knows what happened besides us and him. So they said, أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ Yusuf. Are you indeed Yusuf? Yusuf said, yes, I'm Yusuf, and this is my brother Binyamin, right? His other blood brother from the same mother and father, who event of him being kidnapped caused a separation between the two. He was separated from his brother and he missed his brother as well. So now these other brothers were in regret and, they showed this regret, and Yusuf alayhi salam immediately didn't want to see them in regret. He says, إِنَّهُ مَن يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is the principle that indeed the one who has taqwa and is patient, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let their good deeds become lost. No matter how tough things are going, brothers and sisters in Islam. You're trying to be nice to someone, maintain your character for the sake of Allah. You meet some people in life, they do everything in their capacity to make you hate them. They do everything in their capacity to change your character. You be nice, they be worse. Right? Then you apologize, they refuse your apology and make as if you the problem and you only the problem and there was no fault from them. Maybe there was a mistake from you, but they make as if 100% of the blame is on you. And then you apologize, they say, no, your apology is not sincere. They do everything in their capacity. Right? And you keep hearing things from people that this is what they're doing and this is what they're saying. This is, subhanAllah, a great test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But always remember, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The one who chooses the path of taqwa and chooses the path of patience, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let their good deeds become wasted. Right? No matter how tough things are getting, no matter, you know, how many wins they are getting in their wrong against you, and people are turning against you, and you sit and feel, subhanallah, I need to react. Some people will come tell you, shaitan will tell you, that come on, you know, be courageous, show you're a man, show you're a woman, do something about it. Don't just sit here acting like a miskeen, like some impoverished person. As long as you know you're following the Quran and Sunnah in your actions, you're following that which pleases Allah, carry on with it. And this is what Yusuf alayhi salam did. Look how he was. We just said how just he was with his brothers. Again, during the story, Yusuf alayhi salam was tested as well by the minister's wife, right? When we spoke about this in earlier episodes, where he was locked in a room and she tried to, make him do that which was inappropriate, and then she got all the women of the city again to try and enforce this, and then he was threatened with jail and he went to jail. He was patient. So taqwa we've spoken about, and we spoke about taqwa time at the first opening, and we're well aware of taqwa, inshallah, to some extent, right? But patience as well is important. And the scholars discussed this. Why did Allah mention taqwa and patience? So, you know, why is Yusuf alayhi salam joining between taqwa and patience, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him? So they say taqwa is to help you do good, but patience is to stay away from the bad. So you need both, right? It's patience that will lead you to taqwa and protect your taqwa, right? Doing the good deeds gains you taqwa, and having patience protects your taqwa. Right? Because now you want to do haram, but you have to fight yourself. You have to be patient not to do it. It's a journey, it's a battle. It's not going to be easy. You know, you want to go out with your friends even though they're going to do something bad, but you want to, and it's a desire that you have. You have to be patient and hold yourself down. That's patience, right? And doing that will save your taqwa, right? So this is why this is an explanation of the scholars as to why we have taqwa and patience joined together in this particular ayah. And this is the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, and this is the life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. It was even part of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He had to maintain taqwa and patience throughout his life. We know how difficult the 13 years of da'wah in the Meccan period was before they finally went to Medina. And then when they went to Medina, they were chased by the Quraysh, and the battles was coming towards Medina, and they had to be patient through that as well. He had to deal with all the pledges that were broken by the Jewish tribes around Medina and so on and so forth. Then you have to also do this hijrah, this greatest journey from Mecca to Medina, and leave Mecca even though you don't want to leave Mecca, but you have to leave Mecca, right? You have to be patient and you have to just get on with it. This is another show of patience. He was stoned in Taif. He was given the option of having them all annihilated. He was patient. He says, no, I wasn't sent for this matter. Rather, I was sent to spread Islam. Perhaps the progeny will understand. He chose to be patient for the greater good. Allah doesn't allow the good deeds of those who do good to become lost. Always remember this. No matter how much they are winning, And shaitan tells you are losing, know that your deeds are safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And eventually, the truth will be known. Yusuf alayhi salam, we spoke about this when we spoke about the chapter related to evil plots only falling on the one who plans them and effects them, right? It was the women of the city who testified to the innocence of Yusuf. It was the brothers of Yusuf who testified to his wonderful character and his faith and his wonderful heart. At the end of the day, it will turn. You have to be patient. You got to maintain taqwa. Gain taqwa, maintain taqwa. Gain it through the good deeds, maintain it through patience. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. A universal principle, a principle from the principles of life. If you have taqwa and you have patience, then know and understand your deeds will never ever get wasted. They will never ever get lost. You will reap the fruits of your labor. Right? Remember this. Don't let ego spoil this. Don't let shaitan affect this. Right? Don't let bad advice and bad counsel destroy this. Remember this principle. It's sent by Allah. He created this universe. He governs it. This is a fact that no one can change. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist us in our journey towards taqwa and in our journey towards patience and perseverance. By the way, this also applies to the concept of self-discipline, but perhaps I'll touch a little bit on that at the beginning of tomorrow's episode, inshallah. Until then, salamu alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.